We're doing Seder Olam, and we're up to the hours of the first day of creation, where Chazal give us long midrashim about how the hours were divided, and we're up to the seventh hour, where the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that the seventh hour, Adam met Chava, Hashem created Chava, and according to the Medrash Tanhuma, in the seventh hour, Hashem put the soul into Adam. And Avos Rabbi Nosson says the seventh hour is when he stood up on his feet. The Pirkei Rav Lezer says, on Erev Shabbos in the seventh hour, he entered Gan Eden, and the Pirkei Rav Lezer says it was Bein Hashmashos that he was kicked out. The Gemara says, again, we're quoting the different traditions, the different midrashim as to how the day was divided. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on the eighth hour, Adam and Chava went up onto the bed as two, and came down four. They came down with Cain and Eva, with their two children. Tosfos says it wasn't Cain and Hevel that came off the bed. It was Adam, Chava, Cain, and his twin sister. But Hevel and his two twin sisters weren't born at that moment. So that's why it says later, Vatosef laledet et achiv et havel. And Chazal darshan, et achiv et, one et is to encompass one sister, et havel to encompass the other sister. So that was a separate time they got onto the bed together.
What's the expression?
Mita, mita. The Gemara says, "Alula mita shnayim v'yodu arba." So there are different midrashim. One midrash says on the eighth hour, the Midrash Tanhuma says that's when he entered Gan Eden. And Pirkei Rav Lezer says the eighth hour, that's when he was commanded not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And in Avos Rabbi Nosson says the eighth hour is when Chava was created for him. Adam and Chava were created as 20-year-olds. Meaning Adam wasn't created a baby. He was created like a 20-year-old, filled with power. And his face shone like the east. And no creature lived with his wife before Adam did. So Adam was with his wife. Why is that important? Because Adam lived with every other animal before he lived with his wife, the Medrash says. It says he was in search. He was looking for... What mate would be for him? Every animal has their mate.
What do you mean leap?
Just what you think I mean. The ninth hour, Hashem commanded him, the Gemara says. The Medrash says the ninth hour, out of the Skrim Nelson says he was brought into Gan Eden. Pirkei Rav Lezer says that's when they got onto the bed. And the Medrash Rabbah says that's when he was decreed to die. That he didn't live up to his test even 3 hours into life. And the Levush writes in Arachayim, based on this Gemara, that in the ninth hour they were commanded not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and it doesn't only mean the Eitz Hadas, it means also the other mitzvahs that were relevant to him. Sheva mitzvahs Menoach, Kiddush HaChodesh, and right away he did Kiddush HaChodesh in that ninth hour, which is relevant to other halachos that are discussed, how we calculate the new moon and when the tkufa is. Being that he was Mekadesh the new moon in that ninth hour, so he was Mekadosh the new moon based on what he saw. And according to this, he saw the moon pass the sun in the middle of the day, in the ninth hour. So then if the moon passed the sun, then it had to have been created 6 hours earlier, the beginning of the third hour, and that's relevant to Gemara we saw in Rosh Hashanah earlier, that discusses that the moon is ordinarily covered 24 hours, 18 hours the old moon cannot be seen because it's approaching the sun, and 6 hours the new moon can't be seen because it's just past the sun. So then the new moon that he saw in the ninth hour had to have passed the sun 6 hours earlier, right? We say it's only visible 6 hours after it passes the sun. And then it turns out that the new moon was 24 hours earlier, yeah? So the Molad was on Friday, 2 hours into the day, 6 hours earlier. That's when the moon started passing the sun. Okay, the tenth hour he transgressed, the Gemara says, and according to Avos Rabbi Nosson, in the tenth hour he was commanded. The 11th hour, the Gemara says he was judged, which means he didn't even last 1 hour after Hashem told him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Again, the Avos Rabbi Nosson pushes it off 1 hour, then the 11th hour he sinned. And on the 12th hour, just before Shabbos, he was kicked out of Gan Eden. The psikta says yatza bedimus. So we just went through the 12 hours of Adam's life. The world was created in 6 days, each day 12 hours, because God didn't create anything during the nights. Every time it says biyom asot Hashem Elokim el tashamayim, God created by day. 6 times 12, 72 hours, and that's the idea of olam chesed yibaneh. The world was created in 72 hours. Chesed, gematria 72. That the world was created in 6 days, 6 sets of 12 hours, 72 hours.